Hey mama, oh my goodness, you are in for a treat today on the One Income Family Podcast. Today we are going to be going through the overall look of living a frugal life, and I will be breaking it down to a simple system that allows you to take it and run with it in each and every area of your life that you're trying to be frugal in. So grab a pen and paper as we dive headfirst into how to live a frugal life. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Alrighty, so before we get too deep into that, I just want to talk to you about this opportunity that I have, and I just want to, you know, show you that I am here and that I understand. I see that you want to live abundantly, that you want to thrive on one income. You want to stop feeling like you had to sacrifice everything to become a stay-at-home mama, but you don't know where to start. You obviously know how to budget, or you would never have become a stay-at-home mom. But you already cut costs, so what else is there to do but find a way to bring in more income, right? But I want to challenge that thought. I don't think you absolutely need more income. I don't. I don't think more money is the answer, and that is why I want to offer you a free clarity call to help you figure out your next move so that you can stay a stay-at-home mom and still thrive. Still live that abundant life that brings you and your family joy, peace, and happiness. So come on over to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell and book yourself a free 30-minute clarity call so that you can take that first step away from sacrifice and towards freedom. Again, the link is calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L. Alrighty. So today it's all about, you know, how to live a frugal life, that first step to frugal living and everything. You know, it's so scary sometimes to do things for the first time. And that is why I really wanted to touch on this. I know that last week we touched on a frugal mindset, and I thought that I just wanted to go a little bit deeper into that as to how you can, you know, really embrace that mindset and start living a frugal life. Last week, I got deep into the nitty-gritty of how the decorations in my house came to be. You know, as a young married couple, we didn't really care about where they came from because we just wanted to furnish our house. So, you know, I've got furniture from family, and we bought a $50 couch that ended up giving us fleas in the house, which was terrible. But I didn't care. I didn't care about the quality of it. I didn't care about what it really looked like. All I cared about was the fact that I had a bed to sleep on, a couch to sit on, a TV to watch, you know, the simple luxuries of life, right? Instead of having to sit on the floor or sleep on an air mattress, all those uncomfortable things. So I just let people give me whatever it is that they had, and at the cheapest amount I could find it, because we didn't have a lot of money. Well, now I'm wishing I would have done things differently, because that was a cheap mindset. I just wanted everything to be cheap. I didn't care what it looked like, didn't care if it matched, and now I'm paying for that. And so I nothing that we got added value to our life. Nothing that we got really brought me joy. It brought me things that are disconnected, that don't match, that aren't the greatest quality because they're old, they're worn out, they're broken. And I mean, it's okay. It's getting us through. It's helping us do what we want to do. But again, it's not bringing me joy. It's not adding value to my life. And I know when it comes to household things, it's frivolous and it's not exactly the most important thing out there, whether the kitchen items match or the furniture in the living room, you know, is a matching set. That really doesn't matter. But it does matter in a sense that when I sit down, I don't find joy in my house. And that's what I really want to get out of this when it comes to frugal living. When it comes to like the frugal living mindset, the things that you buy, the things that you get, they add value to your life. They bring you joy. And that doesn't mean that it costs thousands and thousands of dollars. It could cost 10 bucks. It could cost a dollar if you find it at a garage sale. But it's something that you like, something that is what you, you know, are actually wanting to see on a day-to-day basis, and not just something that somebody gave you and you put it in your house because you thought your house looked empty. That's, I would rather you have an empty house with a few things here and there that you actually enjoy, that you actually like, than a whole bunch of cheap things that people just brought to you and gave you because you just would take anything and everything. I mean, there was one time I went and bought a couch from somebody because it was a sectional and a love, or not a love seat, it was a sectional. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take it. And then I looked at it, even though it was 10 bucks, it was a really old couch. And I'm like, no, I should not have bought this. It does not bring me joy. I don't even want to put it in my house. And we ended up giving it away. And yeah, it was only 10 bucks, but it's still that same concept. It didn't bring me joy. And that's what I believe is the most important thing when it comes to frugal living, is it's something that's going to, one, last, and it's going to bring you joy and value to your life. And if it doesn't, then you shouldn't buy it. Even if it is only $10, you should wait until there's something that comes that's $10 again, but it brings you joy. It brings you, you know, just peace, and you actually look throughout your home or maybe your kitchen or, you know, whatever the area, the space is that you're trying to fill, and you love it. You enjoy coming into that room because of the things that you brought into it. The things that you filled it with are things that you and your family enjoy. And it's not just something that somebody gave you because, again, you wanted to fill an empty space. Don't be filling your house or your life with that kind of stuff just because you think that you need something in that space. I mean, you can do this with even the activities and things that you do in your life. Say that you go out and, I don't know, you enjoy playing volleyball or some kind of sport, and so you play it like on a league in the summertime when they have those leagues, or maybe it's in the wintertime, they have leagues in the wintertime too, like at a rec. But you actually go, and instead of bringing joy to your life and bringing value and making you really enjoy the things that you do, it's wearing you down because it's making you stay committed to something that maybe you don't have the room for in your life right now. Or maybe it's a kid's activity that you really want them to do, but it's tearing everything else apart in your family. Those are activities that you could think of as just a cheap mindset, because yes, you can do it and maybe the cost isn't a lot, or maybe it is a lot, but instead of bringing value to your life and joy and peace and, you know, all those things that you really make you happy, it's tearing you down. It's tearing your family apart. It's doing things that you don't really enjoy, and that is what you want to cut out of your life. That is what frugal living is all about, is cutting out the things that don't bring you joy, that don't bring you life, and really just lift you up rather than tearing you down. And so that is why I kind of went down a rabbit hole, because it's not really where I was going with this episode, but it's just something that was really on my heart that I really needed to share with you before I got into, you know, the first step to frugal living, which I do think that the mindset is really the first step to it, and really understanding the things that you buy, regardless of how much it costs, should be things that bring you value, should be things that lift you up rather than tearing you down and making you not enjoy the living space or the things that you do in your life. Don't try to be busy just because everybody else is. Don't try to fill your house just because everybody else is. You can do the whole minimalism thing if you want, or maybe you want a whole bunch of stuff in your house. You know, do the things that bring you joy, that bring you, you know, value to your life. I feel like a broken record, so let's move on to the next thing. But really, really make sure that when you go to buy things that you think about that, please. If you don't get anything else from this episode, I pray and I hope that that really sinks in. Write it down on your piece of paper so that you know when you go to buy something, it's not just something out of, you know, a random want or desire. It's something that you actually want that's going to bring you value. Okay, so what is the first step to frugal living? How do you live a frugal life? And I've said this before and I've said it again, and I'm sure I'm going to continue saying it, but my definition of frugal living, other than that rant that I just went on, is that frugal living is creating a plan for your money in every area of your life. And so that's what I mean by when you go to sit down to buy something, you don't just allow yourself to go out and buy the first thing that you see, buy the first thing that you're like, oh, I really want this. I see this random thing and I really wanted it, but I didn't want it 10 minutes ago when I didn't see it because I never knew it existed. And that's the kind of mindset that you don't want. That's going to get you into a world of trouble where you're going down this path of just buying whatever, whenever, because you see it. You don't want to be that way. Like, frugal living, you know, is finding the cheaper things out there, but that are still quality, that are still going to bring you joy and value to your life, that are going to still, you know, add pieces to your collection that make sense, rather than just going out and buying the first thing you see because you saw it and it looked pretty. You want to sit down, you want to make a plan. Like, if it's your clothing and you're trying to get a certain look, if you go out and find a shirt that you really, really like, but you go home and you've got nothing to wear with it, then that was not a very smart purchase. You want to actually know the items that you have so that when you go out to purchase something, whether it's at a store, whether it's at a thrift store, whether it's at a garage sale, it doesn't matter the location. If you don't have a plan and you don't know what you're actually looking for, then you're going to come home with things that are mismatched and aren't going to go together. They're not going to end up bringing you joy and peace and add value to your life. They're going to end up in the trash because they don't match. They're going to end up in your own garage sale because they don't match and you don't like wearing them and you don't like seeing them because, again, they don't match. If you don't have a plan and you don't know what you're actually looking for, you're not going to find things that actually go with what you're looking for. I know that can be hard sometimes, especially if you're not a designer and you're not somebody that really knows how to buy clothes and that kind of thing, but there are multiple things out there on the internet that can help you figure out a certain look for maybe your wardrobe or a certain look for your house, and you can decide whether they go together or not. And maybe you do buy something that doesn't completely match your look and you put it in a certain area that still brings you joy, even if it doesn't match the look, but that's okay. If you like the things that are just random and nothing like matches and you like the mismatch style, then go for it. Allow that to be your planning system, your way of sitting down and, okay, I'm looking for this maybe lamp, but it doesn't matter if it matches the style. then that's fine. Or maybe instead of for your clothes, if you're going out and you're looking for dresses, so you don't have to worry about if they match or not, then great. Go ahead and find the thing that you want at the lowest price you want, but don't be cheap. Make sure that it's going to last and that it's something you will wear. Because again, if you don't like it, it will end up in the trash, or it will end up in somebody else's home because you don't want it. And that is not being frugal. That is a waste of money. So you have to make sure that you are sitting down and you are planning this stuff out. And that's just the look of it. You also want to plan out the money. How much money do you have to go towards that item? Can you just go to the store, or do you need to look for it at a thrift store? What is your system? Are you going to start out at the thrift store, and if you can't find something, end up at a normal store? It's okay. It doesn't matter how you do it. It doesn't matter if, you know, you don't want to go to the store at all and you do everything at the thrift store or the Goodwill or wherever it is that you go. That's perfectly fine. And don't think that just because you're getting something from the actual store, you're not being frugal. It's not a sense of whether or not you are getting the cheapest, but whether or not you can afford it and whether it's going to last you and whether it's going to bring you joy and value, add value to your life. Those are the things that you want to check off. Those are the points that you want to make sure that you are hitting, because if you are just going out buying things randomly just because you see it and you like it in the moment, does not mean that you're going to like it in the long term. I mean, sometimes there are days that I'll go to the store. I will look at it. I will say, okay, yeah, maybe I like this. I'll set it down, walk around the store. If I can't stop thinking about it, I'll buy it. Sometimes I'll go even further, and if I don't have the finances for it, I'll put it back and I'll wait a week. Wait till the next time I go back to town. And if I still really want that, or I find a need for it, or if it matches and it's going to, you know, bring value to the things that I already have, then I'll go back and buy it. I'll find a way of making it work financially. And maybe it's waiting a few more weeks, you know, so that I can save the money up for it if it's something that won't be gone, you know, that quickly. But that's a system that I always like to use, because that's going to tell me if I really, really want that, or if I really need it. If it's something that I forget about, you know, in 10 minutes or 20 minutes or even a week, then I don't actually need it. It's not going to bring value to my life. It's not going to add to my collection of things that I enjoy. It's going to just sit there and gather dust. It won't get worn. It won't really get looked at. It'll just sit in a box or end up in the trash or end up given to somebody else. And that is what we want to avoid. I think that's kind of why people really enjoy the whole minimalism thing. One, because things look, you know, cleaner, you don't have to clean up as much kind of thing, but it also really makes you think about the pieces that you keep in your home and whether they add value to you or whether they're going to just sit there in a box, never be looked at. And if it's never going to be looked at, then what's the point in getting it? If you're never going to use it, why would you have it? I mean, yeah, in the moment you're like, oh, there's all these things I can do with it. But are you going to do them? Are you going to actually sit down, buy the stuff maybe that you need to add to make the project or to, you know, make the food or whatever it is? Are you going to actually do it? Or is it just going to sit there and gather dust? Those are things you need to think about. That's why it's so important to sit down and plan out the things that you want when you're trying to be frugal. Because if you just go out and buy things, then I doubt it's going to end up, you know, bringing joy to your life or adding value to it. And those are the things that you really, really want to make sure you're hitting. Okay. So I believe I hit everything that I wanted to touch on today before I turn into, you know, a broken record where I just continue to say, bring value to your life and bring you joy and happiness, because that's just the really important piece that I really want you to understand. If you don't get anything out of this episode, that's what I want you to take home with you. But before I continue to you know, talk about that. I want to talk about how you can, you know, take action right now. I think that the first thing you should do is look around your home and find the things that you're really wanting to buy something for and start there. Create a budget around it. How much money do you have that you can put towards it? What are you looking for? What is the thing that you need to complete that look? And then go out and buy it. Figure out where it is you're going to go buy it from. What's the method you're going to use? Like, are you going to just thrift shop it? Or are you also going to go look at, you know, stores, maybe some cheaper stores? But if you're looking at cheaper stores, you're also looking at a cheaper product. So is it going to last you? Do you want to save or wait a little bit to buy it and save up some money? Or do you need it right now so a cheaper product is okay? You really need to sit down and think about all these things when it comes to frugal living so that you can actually buy something that's going to do the job that you're looking for and bring you value to your life and joy and peace, and not just to you, but also to your family, because they also have to see it. Now, if it's clothing or cooking or decor, you know, sometimes that really doesn't matter, but sometimes it does. You know, what are the values of your family? What do they want to see? What do they enjoy seeing? You know, those are things that we have to think about too as mothers and, you know, other people that are in our family. So I really hope that this episode has gotten you to really think about the way it is that you go out and make these purchases. And if maybe you're struggling and you don't know where to look, I want to invite you to hop on a free 30-minute clarity call with me, because this is where we can really figure out the struggles that maybe you're having. Maybe it's not the frugal living that you're struggling with. Maybe it's the budgeting you're struggling with, or maybe you think that you need more income. Well, on this clarity call, we will sit down and we will dive into whether or not, you know, you need more income, whether or not, you know, you're struggling with the budgeting part, or it's the cutting costs and being frugal. We will sit down together and we will figure out which direction you should take on your one income journey. I know that you're trying to decide, you know, if you need more income or what exactly that you need to continue to live this one income life. And that's what this call is going to do for you. So please head on over to calendly.com/MollyBennell and grab a free 30-minute call so that you can continue down this path with less stress. Again, that link is calendly.com/MollyBennell, which is calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, ENELL, and go grab your free 30-minute call right now. Okay. So I pray this episode blessed you. I pray that it helped you grow and to really just understand what it is to live a frugal life. So I will see you all next week, and I pray you have a great rest of your week. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.